Hello everyone, this is a write-up written by Akshika Agarwal to spread awareness about Down syndrome. Dear companions, today's write-up is about a physical condition named Down syndrome. Many of us are aware of several kinds of impaired condition like cerebral palsy, polio, hearing impairment, visual impairment, muscular dystrophy, and spinal traumas, due to which a person faces physical and cognitive challenges in his or her stamina. My parents' aim is to talk about the people living with Down syndrome and their condition. Before moving ahead, let's just know, what is Down syndrome? Answer: it is the situation in which an individual has an additional chromosome. Chromosomes are small assortment of germs in the physique. They determine how a newborn physique forms during incubation and how is it going to function as it will accumulate in the mother's womb and after birth. Typically, an infant is born with 46 chromosomes, chromosome 21. According to a medical terminology, this is extra copy can be the main cause of changes in the development of a baby's brain and physical appearances, which may cause both cognitive and physical challenges for an infant. Even though a person with Down syndrome might look and act similar, but each individual has different capabilities. People with Down syndrome generally have an IQ in the mildly to the moderately tropical range and slower in speaking than other kids. Here are some common biological characteristics of Down syndrome, are listed below. A flattened face, specifically the ridge of the snout. Almond shaped eyes that slant up, a short neck, small ears, tiny white spots on the blood colored part of the eye called iris, small hands and feet, palmar crease, a single line across the palm, a tongue that gravitates to stick out of the insulations, small pinky fingers that curve towards the thumb, loose joints or poor muscular tone, shorter in acme as kids and grows up. Next question that comes to our mind, that how many babies are born with Down syndrome? Answer: Down syndrome remains the most known chromosomal disorder diagnosed in the US. Every year, about 6,000 infants born in the United States have this particular disorder, which shows that Down syndrome arrives in about 1 in every 700 newborns. Different categories of Down syndrome. There are three types of Down syndrome. People often fail to tell the syndrome between each type without observing the chromosome because of physical characteristics and behavior similar. Trisomy 21. About 95% of people with this disorder Her trisomy 21.2. In this type of Down syndrome, each cell of the body has 3 divided copies of chromosome 21 instead of the usual 2 copies. Translocation Down syndrome. This category accounts for a small percentage of folk Down syndrome, about 3%. It happens when an extra, either a whole extra chromosome 21 is there, but it is attached or translocated to a various chromosome than being a separate chromosome 21. The last category of Down syndrome is Mosaic Down syndrome. This type, 2% of the population is affected. Mosaic means combination. For children affected by Mosaic Down syndrome may have similar factors as other children with Down syndrome. However, they may have lesser features of the condition due to the presence of some cells with a general number of chromosomes. Risk and causes. The additional chromosome 21 points to the biological plus developmental challenges that can arrive among the individual with Down syndrome. Clinicians are well aware of the fact that Down syndrome is caused by the additional chromosomes, but they are still seeking the exact reason for the cause of this disorder, and they are not going sure that it occurs or how many various other factors play a role in the development of Down syndrome. One of the major factors that increase the risk of conceiving a baby with Down syndrome is the mother's age. Women who are 35 years or older when they conceive might face the consequences of having a pregnancy affected by this disorder or condition. However, this cause is visible in 3.5%. The majority of babies are born with Down syndrome are born to mothers less than 35 years old, because there are many births among women of young age. Diagnosis. There are 2 basic methods of test which are available to detect Down syndrome during a gestation. A screening test which can tell a woman and her health manager if her incubation has a lower or higher chances of having Down syndrome. Screening examination does not provide an diagnosis. They are safer for a mother and a developing infant. On the other hand, the diagnostic test can typically detect whether or not a newborn will have Down syndrome, but it can be risky for both the mother and her developing baby. Diagnostic tests are usually done after a successful and positive screening test to confirm a Down syndrome diagnosis. Other health issues. Many individuals with Down syndrome have common facial features and no other major birth or other health issues. Some of the more familiar health issues among the kids with the particular disorder are listed below. Hearing loss, obstructive sleepy by off. In this condition, the person breathing temporarily stops while sleeping. Eye function, eye diseases, heart, abdomen present at birth. Health care provides mother children with Down syndrome on routine basis. Treatments. Down syndrome is a lifetime condition. Services early in life will often assist newborn and children with Down syndrome to enhance their intellectual and physical abilities. Most of these assistance focus on helping children or persons with Down syndrome to develop their full potential. These services are consist of speech, occupational and physiotherapy, and they are generally offered by early intervention program in each state of the country. Children with Down syndrome may also require extra help and care and attention in studies. Although inclusive studies are also emerging, and students with Down syndrome are getting admission to the main streams. Resources which working towards the welfare of person with this Down syndrome. Other resources. The views of this organization are their own and do not reflect the official position of CDC. Down Syndrome Research Foundation. External icon DSRF initiates research studies to better understand the learning styles of those with Down syndrome. Global Down Syndrome Foundational External Icon. This foundation is dedicated to significantly improving the lives of people with Down syndrome through research, medical care, education, and advocacy. National Associate for Down Syndrome External Icon. The National Associate for Down Syndrome supports all persons with Down syndrome in achieving their full potential. They seek to help families, education, the public, address social issues and challenges, and facilitate activities participation. National Down Syndrome Society External Icon. NDSS seeks to increase awareness and acceptance of these with Down syndrome. Conclusion. Hence, we can say that each person with Down syndrome has different capabilities and challenges. We just have to acknowledge and provide them a platform. Thank you.